Have you ever heard of the term an Irish exit? You know,
no,
you haven't.
No, no, I never heard of it.
I'm actually really shocked because I'm sure this is something you probably do all the time.
Wow.
So
that was a shot.
No, it's not a shot. Wait till you hear it. You're gonna
be like,
"Oh, he's right."
A shot at the
okay,
judge.
Just wait.
That's how you end
just
up
wait,
in my
guys.
Dorm room.
Just wait. Just wait. He appeared to be under the influence of something.
The devil. I love the this, devil. And because it just gives me an opportunity to help people. Okay, because mm-hmm. that's kind of what I do.
You don't want to find your way in his courtroom. No. What's her name?
Go home. That's your name.
Yeah.
Oh, literally for a second. You almost
left us.
I almost took these headphones off and said, I'm done. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Judge Dead Verdicts. We are back with more incredible stories that are going to shock and amaze you because people do the strangest things. And if they ended up in my courtroom, this is where I tell you what I would do. My co-host is Richard Morrow, who guides us through it all. Hey, Rich, what's up, man?
What's going on? How are you? Good to see you.
It's a pleasure to see you. And you always bring me something that just baffles me with the buffoonery going on in the world.
With my handy-dandy tablet.
You just shimmied like you're excited.
I am excited because I'm excited to hear how you feel about some of these things that have been going out here in this crazy world of ours.
Listen, how about, let's do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
How about, what was that I just said?
I don't know. You were trying to get it out. It was like it kind of.
How about, what?
How about, blah. We can start our own language if you want to. We'll work on that later.
I went to an Ivy League school, people, and this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, you know, I can't really say anything to him because I know he's going to pull that card every time. Let's go to the first article. You know, you've seen movies like I, Robot throughout the years yeah. and things like that where they're hinting at, you know, what technology can really do and things of that nature. Well, the latest and probably craziest thing I've seen in a long time is this inventor created a machete-wielding robotic arm that is controlled by signals generated from a plant's leaves. So, to kind of summarize what I just said for you in layman's terms, a man basically invented a plant or a mechanism that allows a plant to control a machine wielding a machete. Why they chose a machete, not something like a pencil or something safer, I have no idea.
That's where I'm. Hold on before you go further.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of debauchery do you have to have inside of you for out of all the things you might create in the world, all the things you might gift unto creation, mm-hmm. you want to give us a machine arm wielding machete thing? I mean, come on.
It's like a emergence of a field of things that have kind of been going on lately where they've been trying to kind of use animals and, you know, plants and different things outside of just human AI to control different things that are technology based. So, you know, it's kind of coming off of that. And, you know, there's been benefits from it, you know, in different cases. Like earlier this year, a partially paralyzed man was able to feed himself for the first time in 30 years without anyone's help, just by using a robotic arm connected to a brain computer that allowed him to just think about bringing the food to his mouth and eating.
Listen,
so that makes sense.
That makes sense. Not mm-hmm. not the machete wielding arm. I mean, come on. Now how do the plants play into this? Because you mentioned
It says that the designer, he set up the plant machete as a demonstration of how a plant can act as a brain for a robot, allowing it to interact with the world in a way that would have been technologically impossible just a few years ago.
Oh, a plant acted as the brain for the robot.
Yeah, so it says that it works by reading electrical noises from a common, you know, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this word. You may know it, but it's a house plant, and it has sensors attached to its leaves. And these signals are then translated into real-time motion for the arm that the sensors are, you know, connected to, allowing it to jab, slice, and swing.
So the plant is deciding what the arm is doing?
We have no control over it. It's just slicing and dicing based off of the electrical signals
from
the leaves.
No, we've gone too far. Look at me, people. We've gone too far.
I agree on that.
Okay?
One.
When we got plants deciding what the hell machetes are doing, we've gone too far. It's too much. That's too much. I don't want my plant deciding anything. Okay?
because if you forget to water it, exactly, you come home, your plant's like destroying your house.
The plant's like, you know what? Your ass is in trouble. It's in trouble. You haven't watered me in a week. No. We've gone too far.
They might burn your house down. You might not have a house when you get back.
We have gone too far, okay? I'm all for the iPhone and the AirTag and the GPS. I'm all for all, but when we start allowing the plant to decide,
to yield machetes, that's where we should draw the line.
Stop it, people. Stop it. See, here's the wisdom, though. Just because you can do something
doesn't mean you should.
Doesn't mean you should do it.
Isn't that called discernment?
That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's discernment. Have some discernment.
We got to stop this.
Who approves of this stuff is what I'm wondering. I mean, they don't let you do simple
stuff.
That's who should be arrested.
That's who should end up in my courtroom. The person who said, you know what, this is a good idea. We ought to let the plant decide.
I'll sign that off. Sure.
No.
Think about the amount of money that went into something like this also is mind-boggling.
I don't see how, you know, some technology has a particular use when it's created, and then it has future use.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how there's some future use
out of your plants.
Yeah, for letting your sneakers decide. Yeah, like,
not your sneakers.
No, it's too much. It's too much.
You're killing me. You got my stomach hurting already.
It's too. I'm going to say it again. It's too. We're doing too much. But listen, I don't know. But I don't want to live in a world where we start letting blades of grass, make decisions. The grass should not be making a decision. No, that's not how that works.
But it is a living being.
It's a living being that should not be making decisions.
All right.
Much like a lot of human beings. Should not be
just
making
decisions.
Just because
you're human doesn't mean you're worthy enough to be making decisions.
No. Some people have proven themselves, and probably in the next story you're going to read, some people have proven themselves to be incapable of the responsibility of making good decisions.
Well, not this next story in particular. This is actually a pretty fun one, and it's pretty lighthearted, which we don't really get to do often on this show.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, life doesn't always conform to what we want it to do, and it can be absolutely overwhelming and stressful. And that's why my friends at BetterHelp are there and here to make sure that we can mitigate, navigate, and negotiate the twists and turns of the living of our days. So that even when it gets hard, we have someone, a licensed professional, who can talk us through it and to make sure that we come out on the other side better than how we went in. BetterHelp, this is not life coaching. These are real professionals who know what they're doing and know what they're talking about. And they're there and available for you. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month with BetterHelp.com/JudgeDad. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/JudgeDad.
So have you ever heard of the term an Irish exit? You know?
No.
You haven't?
No, I never heard of it.
I'm actually really shocked because I'm sure this is something you probably do all the time.
Wow.
So
that was a shot.
No, it's not a shot. Wait till you hear it. You're going to be like,
oh,
he's
right. Shot at the
okay,
judge.
Just wait.
That's how you end
just
up wait, in my courtroom.
Just wait. Just wait till he hears this, guys.
Okay.
As an American, you know, a lot of people use the term Irish goodbye or Irish exit. And that basically means when you don't have it in you to tell the group of people that you're with that you're about to leave and it's time for you to go home, mm-hmm. and you kind of make up an excuse, or you just leave. You could say, oh, I'm going to the bathroom, and then you leave without saying bye to anybody.
Oh, I do that.
Exactly my point.
I will leave your ass and forget your mama had you.
You know, so, you know, it's very funny, though, because just recently on TikTok, it's gone viral that Irish people have just become aware that Americans have been using this term for, and I've heard it my whole life.
But hold on, to the Irish people in the world, I've never used that term.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know it existed.
But the funny thing is that Irish people claim that they never do that. And they never, you know, use the term or anything. So nobody's really wanting to be guilty of being the people that are like originating this term. So other people have said things like an English exit or a French exit in other countries. And in America, for some reason, we've dubbed the Irish the ones that are, you know, the originators of this term. And, you know, I thought it was funny because, like I said, I just already knew you've utilized this plenty. So there is a huge debate on TikTok about who really started the Irish, English, French exit. You know what I mean? I think you could have started.
Well, that debate is appropriate for TikTok. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff
that people talk about on
people,
there.
That people waste endless hours on TikTok thinking about. Who started the... I mean, come on.
But it's funny, though. So if you do utilize, you know, the Irish exit, do you usually hit the people up that night, or do you wait till the next day to let them know that you left? Or do you reach out again at all?
Look, you know I left. I don't need to reach out.
You know, people could be looking for you. They're like, oh, have you seen?
Ain't nobody looking.
Have you seen Sean? No. I don't know where he went.
No. Well, first of all, when I don't really like events.
Yeah, okay.
Or parties. So when I go somewhere and I see you, I tell you when I see you, I'm not going to be here long. So I give you a warning. I'm not going to be here all night, okay? So that when you finally discover that I'm not here, you already know what happened.
Yeah.
I left.
You give them the precursor. That's actually really smart. I might have to start trying.
Oh, I tell people, when I walk in the door, I tell you, love you to death, not going to be here long. And it's not up for debate. We're not going to have a discussion.
So then you don't have to feel bad about it later because you've let them know. They can't even be surprised that you go.
No, I don't. Listen, feeling bad about choosing.
Some people get upset about that stuff.
Well, no, let me finish my thought. Feeling bad about making a decision to do something you really want to do makes no sense to me.
Amen.
I want to go home.
It's time.
I'm going home. I don't feel bad about going home.
When it's time, it's time.
If one of my friends came to me and said, you know, I was really upset about you leaving the party early, mm-hmm. I'd be like, you need to pray more. something. I mean, that's what you're focusing on? Me leaving the party?
You could be the life of the party.
I'm never the life of any party.
You intentionally are not the life of the party.
I'm the life of a lot of things. I'm the
not
life
the party.
I'm the life of the courtroom.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm never the life of the party. I'm never the life of the party.
Okay.
And you know what's ironic about that? Mm. I don't really like a lot of attention.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm actually very shy.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of attention, so I don't. I'm not going to call this an Irish exit because I don't. Apparently, the Irish don't like that. You know what I'm saying? We got to respect the
Apparently,
Irish.
Apparently, no one likes it. The French are denying it. We're denying
it. So, everybody from now on, you can call it a Sean exit. I'm fine with it. I don't mind.
There you go. The Sean exit.
You can call it the Sean. I'm going to Sean you, which means I'm getting the hell out of here. I don't want to be here. I want to go home to my house.
Hey, and you're entitled to do that at any time.
Hashtag the Sean.
The Sean. Oh, let's get that trending.
I'm saying. I'm
hitting the Sean on him next time I go out.
I love you already.
You're welcome. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Let's hear your verdict on this. Man, we're going back to Florida, my favorite place. And for those of you out there, I spent quite a bit of time in Florida.
You went to college in Florida.
So. Went to college in Florida. Love it down there. It's a real do what the hell you want kind of state. And I can't lie, I'm all for that. But when you have that kind of state, there's a lot of things that happen as well, like this. And this actually isn't too bad. It's pretty funny. A Florida woman was pulled over for alleged drunk driving. And when they gave her sobriety test, you know, they wanted her to walk along the line of a parking space. And in the middle of her sobriety test, she breaks out in an Irish folk dance. Full-blown Irish dancing. And needless to say, she was convicted of drunk driving.
I can work my way through the rationalities of law enforcement.
Yeah,
being Judge Dad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're drunk, can you really do
an Irish dance?
An Irish jig?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. This video in particular, I remember going viral. I did see the video and it wasn't a very good dance, but I can honestly say,
okay.
I can honestly say, I don't think I could have done it drunk. Just watching it, I don't think
That's my question. My thing is, if you can do it like a full Irish dance, jig, whatever
you probably
it's called,
can drive a car.
Probably can drive a car. Lord. But you're right, actually. Yeah. Well, first of all,
let us say clearly that you shouldn't drive drunk, right? Like, that's the... look at me, people. Don't drive drunk, okay? It's not what we should be doing. She was creative. You got to give her points for creativity.
She was definite. She tried it.
She's in my courtroom. I am very much unimpressed with the dancing as a judge. With the dancing because
what kind of dance would she have had to do to impress you?
Not drink and drive. That's the dance you need to do.
So she wouldn't have got out of it in any.
No.
Okay.
No.
Listen,
because too many people get hurt.
Yeah, that's
true. And there's too much at stake. And it's another example again of people being, in my opinion, my professional opinion.
Yeah, professional.
Selfish. You know, just only doing what they want to do, having fun, and not thinking about the consequences this might have for somebody else's life. And so, I get how it's funny, and I get how it's,
but it's very serious.
But there's a serious element to it, and we gotta at least, you know, let that have some space in this moment to say, you know, it's never cool to do that.
Back to Florida, a guy named J.C. LeVerd was able to fight off an alligator attack. This man was swimming and was a former U.S. Air Force pararescuer, actually. And he's a current firefighter and paramedic. And he's very used to stressful situations. And he literally was in the center of a debacle while I think he was doing a seminar or something on safety. And a friend of his was recording from up top and he was swimming. It was in... instructional video, I guess, teaching people on how to be safe, and it turned into...
So he's swimming in wherever he's swimming.
Yeah.
Recording a video, a safety video, and he ends up in a gator's mouth.
Yeah, it was heading straight for him, and he didn't see it, and he was just swimming, and he said he hit his right stroke.
That undermines the legitimacy of that video, don't you think?
I'd be very interested to see that video, actually, how they cut that.
It undermines the legitimacy of the video just a little bit, because at the very least, safety would imply
checking if there's gators in the water.
You know, just looking, opening your eyes and seeing if there's a damn gator coming to kill you. Safety would at least
He said he assumed entail. That the gator was just as confused as he was because the gator let go. And
no, the gator was not confused.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the gator swam over to
I bet the gator knew he was there.
100,000%.
The gator was not surprised.
So your verdict on that one is make sure you pay attention to what you're swimming in.
Listen, you know, or don't purport to be committed to safety and you're not willing to, you know.
You bring up a funny story for me. When I was living in Florida, I had a roommate of mine who was from South Carolina, actually. And they have quite a bit of gators out there as well. And we went up to visit him. And first of all, have you ever heard of a sturgeon?
Keep going.
It's got to be one of the craziest things you'll ever see or hear in your life. It's a 300-plus pound fish that jumps up to 10 to 12 feet out of the water and just crash lands. And people can die from this on boats and all kinds of things because of the velocity. But we were at a lake and there were these sturgeons jumping out of the water. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm definitely not getting in this water. But not to mention, there were also gators that were on the other side of this little lake that people were actively swimming in. And my friend was trying to convince me to get in the water. Needless to say, I did not swim that day. But isn't that crazy?
What friends do you have?
Man, Florida friends, man.
Listen, that's why I did. And so people, walk me through this, though. So people had no concern.
They were not concerned. I was truly amazed by this. I watched people swimming amongst these fish jumping out of the water every 30 seconds. And no lie, 10, 12-foot gators right on the other side of the bank. Oh. And he was like, they were just like, oh, no, don't mess with them. They won't mess with you.
In the immortal words of Martin Luther King, oh, hell no. Are you crazy?
Fearless. I mean,
but listen, shout out to you for, you know, not being stupid.
Yeah, no. I will say I didn't take your advice at first. I did get in the water, and the minute that the first fish jumped out, turned around like, what the hell was that? Because I didn't really see it. I just heard a big splash. And then I asked my friend. He goes, it's a sturgeon. And he's laughing. He knew this was going to happen.
Hey, but hold on. He set us up. Before you got in the water, did you see the gators?
No, I didn't. Okay. And that was when I noticed everything. That was like, now I need to really pay attention to where I'm at. Because hold on, I've never heard a fish jumping out of the water like this ever. Okay. Especially big ass.
And then you saw the gators.
And then I noticed that there was gators out there. He was like, oh, there's gators here too.
Now, did you have car keys?
No, I did not. I wish I did.
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking.
I'm out of there.
All right, listen, everybody. This is what Judge Dad would do. I'm at the lake. Fish jumping out the lake. Gators on the side of the lake.
Yeah.
I get out the water and get in the car.
And drive off.
Oh, no. We're done. The trip is over.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting.
Because here's my thing. And there's wisdom in this.
Yeah.
You never needlessly or unnecessarily put your life
at risk. Yeah.
At risk. Mm-hmm. For the sake of some cheap attempt at fun, right? Like you can't go swimming in a pool. You know what I'm saying?
You can't tell anybody below North Carolina that. I'm not going to lie to you. It makes sense, believe me.
Well, I'm from New York, so I cannot relate to this whole. But here's the other thing though. You know, so many people get in trouble because they are willing to play games and gamble with their lives.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
And when it's all said and done, you know, everything can change in what we call a New York minute, right? Everything can change. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so what I say to people is don't even risk it.
Yeah.
Don't play games with the parts of you, you know, that you really want to hold on to. And don't put yourself in a situation where you really might get hurt.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It can go left.
Because you'll go past my courtroom and right to the hospital.
Yeah, and then right back to the jail cell because a lot of times it ends up in that too.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to the next one. This is kind of crazy. We're still in Florida though.
What's going on in Florida?
Man, it's always going on in Florida. What do you mean? Woman steals tips from an ice cream shop owner and hits her on the head with the jar. So breaks the bottle or the jar over the head, you know, of the ice cream shop owner. And she flipped them off, stole $50 in tips, and...
And she did she get any time in holding? Did she get...
It says she was arrested and charged with felony battery, petty theft, and disorderly conduct.
See, okay, she comes to my courtroom, I'm giving her 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, I'm giving you 3 days.
She's got to sit down and think about
that. Because you need 3 days to feel...
Yeah.
The pressure, the stupidity
of what you did,
of what you just did.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah, no, that's real assault. I mean,
no. That's out of order. It's out of. And it goes to what's going on airplanes.
Yeah, you see them more.
People just going crazy.
Yeah.
Thinking they can assault people without consequences and just doing all kinds of crazy things. No, you can't do
that. So what do you think we can do about some of these people that are getting so angry and, you know, jumping to these strong conclusions so fast? Like, you think it's a mental health thing? You think it's something we could just talk to them about? You think they have to be punished and suffer the consequences to really get it? Do you think 3 days is going to change this woman's attitude problem? Is my question.
Well, it may not change her attitude, but it will at least assign a consequence to the behavior.
You got to have consequences.
A tangible, real... lived consequence to the behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people are doing crazy stuff in public because they're being rewarded for it.
Yeah, they're getting publicity.
They're being rewarded for it.
Clout, as they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just have to, you know, when someone's doing something crazy, you got to resist the urge to pull out your phone.
Yeah. I was going to say, everybody wants to be, you know, YouTube famous and have the next viral video that the world sees. And it's sad because it's
I don't want that.
Yeah. Not everybody.
I want to be real famous.
Yeah.
Not YouTube famous.
You know?
I want to be YouTube famous. I want to be real famous.
You know? Some people, that's enough for, though, and that's the scary part, you know? So, to each his own, I guess, right? Okay, here we go. So... in Tampa, a woman was arrested Tuesday after she was seen causing a disturbance outside of Publix. So Publix is their grocery store.
Okay.
And she was brandishing a whip and a pitchfork, according to police. Yes, an actual pitchfork. And they said that when the police arrived, she walked in front of the trooper's vehicle, whip and pitchfork in hand, and it was actually pouring down, raining at the time as well. So this looks like something straight out of a movie or something. I don't know what movie, but it looks like something out of a movie. And apparently she was called because she was slashing tires with this pitchfork. She slashed the minivan's tires. And this is a 56-year-old woman.
Oh, God.
And when the authorities went to put her into the vehicle, she asked the officer, "Sir, don't you feel bad?" The woman shouted, "God is great." and that she was doing her service as a direction from the Lord.
What?
Yeah, so she tried to blame it on God, and that led her into the Lake County Jail on charges for aggravated assault.
Which is apparently where she should be.
Yeah.
Come on.
And to try to say that God sent you, I mean, come on. Come on.
Yeah, but people do a lot of crazy things in the name mm-hmm. of a lot of crazy things, right?
Yeah, we've mentioned that before.
And mm-hmm. And so it doesn't surprise me, you know, that people would use whatever religion.
Where'd you get the pitchfork from?
I don't know. Where do you get any of these stories from?
Man, I mean, all we got to do is go to Florida and watch the news one day, and we could probably have a whole other episode just like that.
It's strange. A lot of strange things going on in Florida, and this woman is part of the strangeness of it all. Here's the thing that strikes me about it mm-hmm. is that when it's your job to mm-hmm. respond to people, mm-hmm. You never know what's coming.
Ever.
You never know what's coming. And so, you know, law enforcement has their good things, good side, and their bad side, things that people like, things that people don't like.
Yeah.
But one of the things we have to say about first responders, whether that's firemen, EMS, you never know what you're walking into, and you never know who's going to come in front of you. Mm-hmm. So we have to tip our hats to people,
absolutely.
You know, who would do that for a living. Because if somebody showed up with a pitchfork, what else did she have?
A whip. A real whip.
I mean, I don't even know how I would deal with that.
You know?
I don't.
And this is someone's grandmother. She's 56. I imagine she's probably a grandmother. But
yeah, but so wait a minute now. Why you ain't gonna be a grandmother at 56?
She might be, but imagine. I mean, she's somebody's relative, and
you just went all the way to you went all the way to the grandmother.
You gotta get your auntie or your grandmother, okay? Somebody wow. get their auntie or their grandma.
Wow, did y'all hear that? He thinks 56 is old enough to be grandma.
Is it not?
Not always.
Not always, but hey, in Florida.
I think the grandma thing bothered me more than the whip and the pitch.
Well, that's a problem, Judge. That's a problem.
Anyway, listen, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our great conversation today. We're excited to bring you these interesting stories because what we do is not just tell you a story. We're also telling you a little something about how to live a better life. Ain't that right?
Absolutely. We're doing what we can. I mean, some of these people don't seem like they could be saved, but hey.
He's such a pessimist.
I don't try to be.
We'll see you next time.